Saudi authorities this week said they have arrested seven people suspected of planning terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia. Other alleged al-Qaeda operatives are said to be in custody in Morocco and Syria. Moroccan authorities earlier announced the arrest of six other people said to be planning attacks in the Straits of Gibraltar. U.S. officials say the latest arrests suggest that al-Qaeda operatives are working in a new pattern, in small groups, in association with local Muslim militant movements. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
The attacks allegedly foiled by Moroccan and Saudi authorities would have been deadly, targeting U.S. and British ships in the Mediterranean, U.S. aircraft in Saudi Arabia. But they'd have been nowhere near the scale of the New York and Pentagon attacks, says al-Qaeda expert Peter Bergen.
If you look at 9/11, it was a plot that was hatched in Afghanistan, in Malaysia, in Hamburg. It took place in the United States. It was implemented by a group of Saudis, Egyptians. It was literally a global plot.
A plot that took high-level organization, training, and leadership, which it had at the al-Qaeda headquarters in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda no longer has that command center. Some of the leaders have been killed or captured. Others have dispersed. Carrying out a complex terrorist operation will be more difficult now. Another attack like the one on 9/11, of course, could still happen, in part because al-Qaeda has planned operations far in advance. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the elimination of al-Qaeda's base in Afghanistan means the network has to find what he says will be a new approach.
It's not surprising that they're going to migrate over to other areas. That's what terrorists do. They unquestionably will be looking for things that where they can find soft targets and get at it without the difficulty that they would now have, for example, in trying to repeat some of the things that have done previously.
U.S. officials say al-Qaeda's role in bombings in Pakistan and Tunisia and the plots ascribed to al-Qaeda operatives in Saudi Arabia and Morocco show the network is now operating in a more decentralized fashion, working with local radical groups to attack nearby targets. Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism specialist at RAND Corporation, says the network's use of mid-level operatives rather than highly trained professionals is a logical move for the al-Qaeda leadership under the circumstances.
They may not be as professional, as competent as the upper echelon of the organization in terms of implementing or even planning spectaculars. But nonetheless, even these low-level functionaries still undeniably have an ability to inflict pain. And I think they're used more as almost cannon fodder or foot soldiers, with the assumption that perhaps many will be caught, but that eventually one or another is going to be lucky enough to get through, and that's precisely the game that al-Qaeda is playing.
A senior U.S. counterterrorism official says the disruption to al-Qaeda's home headquarters meant operations had to be decentralized. But a second consideration, the official says, is that al-Qaeda leaders are now emphasizing operations that will boost their recruitment. They're looking for targets with local significance, the official says, following an al-Qaeda version of former House Speaker Tip O'Neill's advice that all politics is local. By hitting a synagogue in Tunisia or the American consulate in Pakistan, the official says, al-Qaeda leaders may be looking to attract new radical followers in those countries. This could mean secular or pro-Western governments in the Arab or Muslim world are more likely to be threatened by al-Qaeda. That fear could have prompted Saudi authorities finally to make the arrests they announced this week. Al-Qaeda expert Peter Bergen.
This is really the first time that the Saudis seem to have offered anybody up. I mean, there have been arrests all around the world, in Europe, in Asia, al-Qaeda associates. Yet, the place where most of the hijackers came from, Saudi Arabia, seems sort of reluctant or seems to have been dragging its feet in terms of helping the investigations.
An even more dramatic example may be the imprisonment of an alleged al-Qaeda operative in Syria, whose authoritarian but secular leaders may be worried about rising Islamic radicalism. U.S. officials are confirming a Washington Post report that a key al-Qaeda figure in the September 11th plot, Mohammed Haidar Zamar, is being held in Syria. Zamar, a German citizen of Syrian origin, is said to have recruited several top al-Qaeda operatives, including Mohammed Atta, believed to be the ringleader of the September 11th attacks. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.